You want a faculty that never stops learning mm-hmm. as well. And so our faculty are totally engaged in professional development, either here on our campus as colleagues or at academic conferences, publishing books, constantly doing research. So the faculty that you're learning from here at HBU are very engaged and constantly pursuing professional development.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Rita Tower is the Associate Provost for Academic Operations at Houston Baptist University, and that is no small understatement. That is a big job. I watch you, and I am really kind of amazed because you deal with some of the more technical things that have to be done right, and you do it so well. You've been here how long?
It's my 29th year.
29 years.
Don't tell anybody.
And we are so blessed as a university to have you, Rita. I want to also, you work in concert with the provost, Dr. Cindy Simpson, and you're responsible for leadership, direction, and support of institutional research and effectiveness, online learning, academic technology support, and media technology. You also assure compliance with all accreditation standards, including what we call SACS. Now, what does that mean? SACS stands for?
SACS COC is the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. They are our regional accrediting body, and all of the states in the southern part of the United States that are regionally accredited are accredited by SACS COC.
Now, Rita, it is important. I mean, as I've traveled all over America in hundreds of cities, and I meet young people that want to get educated, and a lot of times they just kind of pick some place and they don't understand what comes with the qualification of an academic institution that would be SACS approved. And I just feel like you could address that. Talk to us about it.
Well, I like to think about it when you're selecting a physician. Mm-hmm. You're gonna look to their credentials. Mm-hmm. And the same should be true when you're selecting an institution. And an institution that is regionally accredited, and in our case by SACS COC, has faculty that meet the highest academic standards. They have studied what they teach. In many cases, they live what they teach. In our professional schools, our educators have been teachers. Our business school academicians have served in industry many times. And in our School of Nursing, in many cases, our doctorally qualified nurses have also worked in hospitals. And so all of those pieces come together nicely to give parents what I call a comfort zone, mm-hmm. sending their children here, and for those that self-select us as students, and we have a good number of those, they've done their homework, and they know we've done our homework, and that's why we have our gold seal of regional accreditation. But it ensures that the programs that we develop and that we teach meet the highest standards. They have to, they won't get approved. My job is to send those programs that our faculty have created based on feasibility studies and market demands and student requests. It's my job to send those to SACS COC for approval. And when they go for approval, it's the courses, it's the faculty that are teaching in the courses, it's what academic qualifications they have, it's how they've been published in their field. All of that information comes together, and SACS looks at it as a full picture and grants us approval.
It gives me cause for concern when I see young people that have such potential, and they often get recruited to a school where someone hasn't been properly educated themselves, and then they get off on a limb, and it affects their entire life. Now, beginning in the fall of 2016, HBU, and through the leadership of Dr. Sloan and our provost, and you as the associate provost, introduced several new programs, an MA in Christian Leadership, BA in Biblical Studies, BA in Practical Theology, a BA in Theological Studies, and then you began offering courses at several off-site locations. Westfield High School in Spring Independent School District, and Aldine Senior High School in the Aldine Independent School District, Ryan Education Center in the Houston Independent School District, a Professional Development Center in the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District, and then Second Baptist Church launched in spring of 2016. And then you have added, in the fall of 2017, you plan to offer an MED in higher education, a Master of Nursing, a BFA in Interactive Media and Digital Design, an MS in Kinesiology Sports Management, an MA in Pastoral Counseling, an MS in Nursing, an MA in Marriage and Family Therapy. Woo, that'll make you a little bit tired, won't it?
We're a little bit busy, aren't we?
Now, tell us about all of this expansion. And I love this. I mean, we're in a mega city. You know this city far better than me. I sure like it a lot. But you can't get anywhere too quick here in Houston, because there are a lot of people here. But the footprint of this place is spreading.
Enormously.
Okay.
And it's particularly special that this fall we started with a handful of brand new programs out of the School of Christian Thought. And that Master of Arts in Christian Leadership, that's going to be absolutely fabulous. And it's a 36-hour program. It's very doable. And the hope is that 6-8 months we'll be able to put that one online, as well as offering it residentially.
Wow.
And then the three undergraduate degrees, the Practical Theology, the Biblical Theology, and the Theological Studies, those are very, very attractive to young people, mm-hmm. who are interested in studying the Bible, who have an interest in being a lay minister, a church minister, and even who want to look closer at the history of the Bible, look at it from a historical perspective. All those programs, two of the three of those, are going to be online this fall. So we will have the Practical Theology and the Biblical Theology online this fall. So in addition to offering it residentially, they'll have it online. So that means the students can do it 100% online, they can do it 100% residentially, or they can do some combination thereof. But they also get the benefit of the HBU professors. Mm-hmm. And so it is our professors that are developing these courses. It's their heartbeat that went into them to start with, before they did all the paperwork for me to send for approval. And so they'll be the ones that develop them and teach them online. So our online students don't get a stranger to HBU teaching their courses.
Now, Rita, going back to Sachs, I mean, how they certify you, what, every 5 or every 10 years?
Well, originally they certified us every 10 years, but we just finished our first fifth-year report. The Department of Education requires now that regionally accredited institutions take a look at the five-year mark instead of reporting solely every 10 years. And in the five-year report, we report on about 40% of the standards that we report in our 10-year reaffirmation. So yes, we're taking a closer look at the midpoint, and it is specifically at the courses and the learning outcomes, and how are they being met and how are they being measured. All of that is a critical piece of our fifth-year report. And I'm pleased to say that went off just a couple of weeks ago, so I feel very, very comfortable about that.
And so they actually come to the campus and personnel?
They will send our report out to 8 reviewers across the southern states, and they review it independently of each other. Then they come together as a group, and they review it collectively. And then based on that, they provide us a report that says we want a little more information, or we have everything we need and you are doing just fine and you have a report with no recommendations. So mm-hmm. then we proceed to the 5 years down the road when we complete our 10-year reaffirmation.
And those eight reviewers are what, academics in different institutions?
They are peers, just as I've done it myself. Okay. I have been a reviewer at other institutions. And so these are folks that either are SACS liaison officers, as I am, or they are faculty at various institutions, and they are chosen carefully from institutions that are similar to us. They're, in our case, they're faith-based, they're not large state schools, they have similar programs, and so those reviewers are carefully selected to look at disciplines that they're familiar with and come from a similar background.
And because we are a Christian university with that confessional statement, Jesus is Lord, do we fit in the SACS community? Do they have respect for those institutions that have that Christian persuasion?
Absolutely.
There's no bias,
Absolutely.
In other
there
words.
There is no bias.
And I'm sure
Absolutely.
There's many other schools that have different religious inclinations or affiliations.
Different denominations, yes. And those faculty that are chosen as reviewers that come from faith-based schools will have a similar interest to us. And mm-hmm. so, and that's a consideration that that SACS considers when they select folks.
And so a prospective student or graduate student looking at a degree at Houston Baptist University, both undergrad and postgrad, a SACS approved HBU brings more clout to the degree
Absolutely.
Than just these certificates or diplomas.
Absolutely. And
talk
those,
about that for a minute.
Yes, the accreditation is so very important. And yes, it does set standards that we have to adhere to, and we're proud to adhere to those. But what it does for our students, and sometimes a student will come for a year or two and transfer to another school for whatever reason. Another accredited school will not accept the credits from a non-accredited school. Mm. So a student that comes here has the assurance that if they go on to another institution that is accredited, that what they take with us will be academically received. And that's true for a student that does an undergraduate degree here and then goes on to pursue a master's degree at another accredited institution. Their undergraduate degree needs to come from an accredited institution.
Christy and myself have been studying the rise of the nuns and this phenomenon of non-religion or religious disaffiliation. Mm-hmm. And we've interviewed about 102 what I'd call rather iconic leaders in agnosticism, atheism, sociology, philosophy, and Christian apologetics internationally. And we both have come away from the project saying that the cognitive nature of our faith has got to be strong. It can't just be emotional. There has to be some intellectual substance to what we believe. I'm concerned about a number of young people and those even in the ministry who get to a certain point, but they don't keep on matriculating academically in theology, and this would be probably, I'm sure, applicable in other educational disciplines, because you don't stop learning, but it's important who you're learning from. What is the type of professor that a student would learn from at Houston Baptist University?
Well, definitely I agree, you never stop learning. You better not ever stop learning. But you want a faculty that never stops learning mm-hmm. as well. And so our faculty are totally engaged in professional development, either here on our campus as colleagues or at academic conferences, publishing books, constantly doing research. So the faculty that you're learning from here at HBU are very engaged and constantly pursuing professional development. But the other piece of it is they have the unique ability, because all of our faculty are practicing Christians, they have the unique ability to really intertwine their faith, just faith, into what they're teaching. And whether it's accounting, I mean, the Christianity courses, they're a given. But if it's accounting, if it's French, is it history? How do you do that? And our faculty are so gifted and so comfortable in being believers that it just comes natural to them. They're not afraid to ask those hard questions in the classroom. They don't have those issues that many times at other schools you have. So the freedom to be able to say, this morning I woke up and I said a prayer about this, and I want to tell you about it. Or did you see the story in the Wall Street about the accountant who was embezzling? What do you think about that? How did their faith interact with all of that? How do they live with that? How do they explain this to their children? And so I've been very, very pleased with our faculty, and particularly pleased with their ability to integrate faith in very uncommon ways. You don't just start a class with a prayer. Yes, of course you can start a class with a prayer, but that's not integrating faith.
Mm-hmm.
Integrating faith is bringing God's word into everything you do, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a preacher, whether you're a lawyer. And we have to raise our young children up to think that way. There's no separation. You don't go to church on Sunday mm-hmm. and go to work on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You live your life as a Christian. And it's work on Monday and it's church on Sunday, and that's how it works.
And I've understood when we did a story on the School of Nursing that really a number of hospitals wanted graduates from HBU that were
Definitely.
Nurses. Now, why were they preferred candidates?
Well, I can tell you that firsthand, because when I was in the hospital recently, and anytime I go into a hospital in Houston, I ask the nurses, where'd you get your education?
Mm-hmm.
And when I find an HBU nurse, I just have this ah moment.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pray with you.
Sure.
Before they roll that stretcher into the surgery, they'll say a prayer with you. And that doesn't always happen. Our nurses are highly regarded in Houston. They're very talented. The program is not easy to get into. It's not easy to get out of. And when they do, we're very, very proud of them, and we have an excellent pass rate. So yes, the next time you're in a hospital, you ask them, where'd you get your education? And you're gonna find that there's a goodly number of HBU alum out there. And as soon as they find out you're associated with HBU, they stop and say a prayer with you.
That is incredible, so wonderful. We're talking to Dr. Rita Tower, who's the Associate Provost for Academic Operations at Houston Baptist University. And she's responsible for just a whole group, media technology. I was particularly interested on this list that we cited a moment ago was a BFA in interactive media and digital design. Now that got my motor going.
I knew that would catch your eye.
Tell us what that is.
Well, that is brand new. It's going to start in the fall. And it is the dream child of a handful of our faculty in the College of, School of Fine Arts, particularly Josh Sikora, who's uh-huh. a movie producer, Ted Tenapple, who is one of the producers for VeggieTales.
Very
I
well
mean,
known.
Yeah, we have a number of faculty that are very rich talent, some game producers. And so they have a group of kids that they started with in media design, and now it's evolved into this interactive digital design. And word is spreading across campus, and the program is growing and growing. They're going to deal with all kinds of web design and I said game design, movie producing, and they're bringing in the fine arts so that it's a little unusual. I don't think there's a program anywhere near us that competes with it. They did an excellent feasibility study, and word is spreading fast. The typical student that came in and wanted to study journalism is now looking at these kinds of majors.
No question. And so the textbook for that particular course, was that a compilation of professors here, or what was used there?
Well, that I don't know. And the number of the courses don't have textbooks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So they're on the cutting
they
edge.
They truly are on the cutting edge, and they're having an awful lot of fun. You know, it's what you want for your children is to live a career that they really love, and they have fun going to work every day. And this team of faculty, in the new cinema area. They come to work every day with new ideas, and they get to implement them right away because they have the talent in-house right now to do it. And our students in these programs are helping us out all across campus. They love to go and do video vignettes and little marketing pieces for various departments across campus. And I imagine that major's a lot of fun.
Yeah, very cool.
And I knew that one would catch your eye. I knew it would.
Very cool. Now, the Houston Theological Seminary was a cooperative effort with Second Baptist. Can you give us kind of the launch, just a story on that, and then how's it doing?
Well, it's very, very exciting. And that seminary has begun by offering the Master of Divinity. And what we are doing there is quite unique. Our Master of Divinity is a 72-hour credit program, and those that are truly dedicated have stepped in and are thoroughly enjoying the degree program. And then we have what we call surveyors, and those are folks who have an interest in hearing our faculty, and also faculty from Second Baptist Church. Dr. Ben Young is one of our faculty there, and also Dr. Craig Evans. They are currently teaching in the program. So in addition to the students that are pursuing it for the degree, we have over 250 surveyors that sit in class. It's broadcasted out to all of the Second Baptist locations.
Oh, really?
And the surveyors are at all of those locations, and they watch it live stream. And so they get the benefit of hearing these faculty teach, and they get to absorb it, and they don't have to take exams. They don't get a grade. They're surveyors, and so they're in it for the pure, heartfelt knowledge. And we have a number of folks, even one of our board members is a surveyor in our Master of Divinity program at Second Baptist
and
through the seminary.
Yeah, what a privilege that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, and then let's, just before we close, I want to benchmark the fact that HBU Online really began several years ago. Mm-hmm. I want you to give us the backstory, as we all have been working to see an expansion of that, but we couldn't expand if you had not kind of put your toe in the water a little bit and found out from Learning House and others that the online of HBU was highly regarded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, well, what happened? We began in the summer of 2013, and what happened was we said we'd like to try this out. All of the faculty that we had hired to that date were not hired with the understanding that they might be teaching online. And so this was new to all of us. So we had the luxury of partnering with Learning House, and the Learning House took us under their wings and educated our faculty, generally across the board. How do I teach an online course? How does it differ from what I'm doing residentially? And they worked very closely with our faculty, and we began that summer with only 6 courses online. And now we're running about 75 courses a term online, which is still relatively low, but it's progressive for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are still using our own faculty. Our faculty that teach residentially are still teaching online for us. And now we figured out, well, hey, we can do this. And we can do this really, really well. And we are doing it really well. Our evaluations on our online courses are wonderful. From my compliance perspective, all the learning outcomes are the same, so there's no difference in the learning outcomes. The teaching pedagogy, there's a little difference in the style, but they're doing beautifully. And so I'm very pleased to say that now we know we can do it, and now we're going to step into doing it big time.
Mm-hmm. And my daughter has enrolled in the Masters of Apologetics, and she's in Georgia with Dr. Talon and Dr. Ordway,
mm-hmm.
and that is highly regarded program.
Yes.
I didn't even know she'd enrolled. And she's a mother of 2.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that program.
That was the very first program that we developed 100% online. So you can do it from A to Z, all online. And again, that was the passion of faculty. That's how that got created.
And a profound program, apologetics and literature and
yes.
Tolkien and all of these things.
All of it. It's amazing. But it is amazing because the faculty are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that come up with what we need to teach, and they're the ones that do the research, and they're the ones that have the excellent backgrounds to do it. And so they make it great, and they enjoy doing it. If they didn't enjoy doing it, it wouldn't be any good. Mm-hmm. So yes, that program, we have students across the country, and in fact I think we have a couple of international students taking the Master of Apologetics online.
Yeah, beautiful. So Dr. Tower, would you, if people have questions about the SACs and all of the different academic offerings, how can they contact you here at HBU?
Well, they can certainly contact me personally at rtower@hbu.edu.
And Tower is T-A-U-E-R.
That is correct. And I would be happy to personally respond. And of course, all of our programs are listed on the website, and all the contact information is there as well.
Now, we're getting ready to celebrate 20K.
Yes.
And 20,000 graduates. And I often think, a mentor of mine once said to me, Jerry, whenever you see anything built, you know somebody paid the price to build it. And I, as I walk around here being a newbie or a newcomer, I think about people like you and Sharon Saunders and Clay Porter and Stuart Moore Sr. and all of these people. And there's probably not a lot of you, but that have been here for years. And there's just something within me that says we wouldn't be at the table if you all had not persevered. What's it like for you 29 years? This is not an easy job. But to now see that God indeed is raising up HBU to become a national Christian university located in a mega city, only five of those in America. What does it feel like? What's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you humble me, so thank you. I have a very special allegiance to HBU, and I got my master's of accountancy here, and I'm very proud of that, and that launched me into a career that I wouldn't otherwise have had, and it launched me into a career with an understanding of how ethics and how faith is so very important in my field, accounting. So a lot of what I've done here at HBU relies on some accounting skills, relies on some technical skills, but it also relies on my heart and my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And good Lord gave me the heart and the soul, and I have to take good care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that every day when I get up, and I do it every night when I go to bed, and I remind the people that work with me daily, you're here today and say your prayers for tomorrow, but there's a big tomorrow for HBU. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of tomorrows that I've seen, and I've enjoyed them immensely, and I've worked for all three presidents, very proudly worked for all three, and enjoyed it very, very much. They've made me into who I am today, HBU has.
Dr. Rita Tower, we appreciate you so very much taking time to come and talk to us, and we look forward to you coming back to give us more updates.
Thank
on
you.
Houston Baptist University.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed my time with you.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.